is 5:30 on Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. I'd like to call to order a regular scheduled meeting of the Maricopa Township Board of Trustees. We please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our regular meeting tonight. We do have a public hearing scheduled for 5:30. I'm going to go through a couple of administrative items here. Were there any additions or corrections to our last meeting of August 18th?
I have none.
Being none, I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as submitted by our fiscal officer.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
And then I'll make a motion to pay the bills. The bills of fire fiscal officers as well. It's like $702,884.20.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
And there was
waiting
a,
for him to approve the next resolution.
Yeah. And there was a $351,000 check in there for part of the sewer project on Mount Clover Road, so a large check there. Then I'll make a motion to approve resolution 0902-2025-01 grading resolution.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes. And Gavin, we got a couple of bits of correspondence.
What we received from JADZs. We received $20,000 on the airport jet, $134,000 in the CETA, $137,000 in the JADZ.
And they're correct. You reviewed these.
Yes.
When you're not here, we have to. Yeah. Has Gavin looked at the bee? Because it's mommy. He always seems.
Yeah. That one is using just based upon how it's set up and distributing it in a weird way. So, yeah. That's it. And then I think I'm close to the end of my audit. He hasn't asked me any questions since the last meeting, so I assume that means we're going to get like the management letter and all that here at some point in time, but I emailed him today and he didn't reply back, just asking if there was anything else on my end. So, and then you did the streetlight lights. That's it.
Okay.
We did, put together, I don't know if it's the RFP or request for qualifications, so we posted that for 2 weeks. People are emailing me to get the package so then they can do the next step of giving us what their qualifications are for the fire edition.
For the renovation?
So, yep. Good. So that's in process.
Yeah. And then we did have a special meeting earlier in which we approved the contract additions for our new paramedics. Then with the public hearing, I'll make a motion to close the general session and enter into a public hearing to hear zoning file Z17-C387.
Second.
Vickery, on the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right. Eric, would you please give a summary of the zoning case we're hearing, please?
Sure, no problem. So this is a zoning change request for 6740 Mount Clover Road. The property owner, Devonic Miller, had requested a zoning change from agricultural residential AR to general commercial C2. The property is approximately 4.4 acres. The Toledo Lucas County Planning Commission staff recommended that C1 neighborhood commercial be approved for the property as opposed to C2, and the owner had no issue with that. The planning commissioners at their 6/25/25 meeting recommended that C1 neighborhood commercial be approved for the property. Then this was on the agenda for the 7/28/25 agenda for the Monclova Township Zoning Commission. The commissioners recommended approval of the request for a change in zoning from AR to CD1 with the condition that the property be included at the Board of Trustees' discretion in an economic development district.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone in the public who would care to speak either in favor or against the proposed zoning change? If so, would you please stand and raise your right hand so I can swear you in? Going once? Going twice?
Right. Was there anybody at the zoning commission that spoke to this property?
The property owner's son, who's here tonight, did speak very briefly about it.
And there's no objection to the Joint Economic Development District. Okay. All right. Being that we have no witnesses to swear in, I'll make a motion to close the public testimony portion of the public hearing.
Second.
Second by Lang. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Right.
Right, I'd like to show you the way.
Can we pull up on the areas, the 6740 on Clover Road?
I think what's important about the location is that it's surrounded by similar uses. We have industrial use, we have M1, we have a gas station behind it, we have an arbor.
Lakes of Monclova directly to the west. Yeah.
Right. That's sort of...
Putting capital
on that one's care. Oh, I should have.
Was it in the was there an Aries file?
Aries, I think there might be a map in the file.
There is a map, it's
yeah.
It just...
It's
hard to tell what...
I can come over and assist if you want, Kathleen.
That's why we have this stuff, guys.
So... it's kind of an L-shaped parcel, so the single-family house is actually a dilapidated house, isn't it, Eric? That's showing it directly.
That's correct. That's
right. West
to the west. Yeah.
That's unoccupied. Is
6740 Mount Clover Road.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll come over and work on this for a bit.
Thanks. I'll zoom out a little so we can see everything. So here's the property right here. And this is the Road Allies complex, which you can't really see here. You might be able to see it in photometry, just for
straight dragon map. No.
Let's see. Yeah, you can see it right there.
Now this is C2 though, right?
The Road Allies is at
M1.
And it says that on our map.
Yeah.
And that was the point of showing this, that it's in an area that has grown commercially around it. The township had the M1, Eric, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, the industrial portion of the township has always been there.
Yes, that's correct. It was...
But to the south, right? And it went south of Montclair Road. Yeah. We've added more Corkrimble as time's gone on. Maumee annexed us, and the mall came into play. She can't see it in this picture. But up from then, the mall to Montclair Road, there has been more commercial being added all the time. And the M1 at Montclair and Technology is not a new... We didn't... This board of trustees didn't make that happen. It's been there since...
Early 60s.
It's early 60s. It's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like when I'm right.
So the two residential parcels to the those are both unoccupied?
The immediately to the west is occupied. It's been for sale. And then the one to the west of that, next to that pond, that one has been unoccupied for many, many years. So.
Yeah, and the gas station to the east is not shown on there, right?
Right, that's correct.
I saw no dissension in the conversation among our zoning commissioners. They were fine with this change. The planning commission is fine with this change.
That's correct.
I mean, we have a special use permit on the property to the east of Snyder Electric. I mean, so I...
It is.
You know, I think eventually it meant for all of this property at some point to transition to some level of commercial or...
Yeah, that's correct. I've been here 22 years, the whole time I've been here, that's been called the transition zone, and it's been talked about going commercial eventually. So
I see that our Hannah has the property on the corner for sale again.
Yes.
So with the C1 zoning there, could you just want to summarize what could go in there then?
Sure. Let me get that. So for C1 zoning, permitted uses are accessory uses, which just means if you had a business and they needed an outbuilding for like a riding lawnmower, and then agriculture, a catering company, compressor and pump station, daycare facility, healthcare clinic, financial insurance services like Charles Schwab or a bank or something like that, a mortuary, a nursing home, personal services, which would be, you know, certain like maybe like things like chiropractic and stuff, and then finance, art, music studio, professional services, which could be similar to personal service, doctor, dentist, and professional / trade school. So if you were going to be, I don't know, maybe computer coding or something, or training, public service facilities, which are facilities that help serve the general public, you know, like maintenance garages and stuff like that. Public uses, which would include like this building where we are now, retail, and then semi-public uses, which could be like parochial schools and things like that. And then we also have conditional uses below, which are, you need to go to the BZA to get a conditional use permit. I can read those if you want.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Miller, is your intention mentioned about end user and site, or just try the property currently?
Marketing the property currently.
Okay. Yeah. I have no further questions. All right, then, being with no further discussion, I will make a motion to approve zoning file Z17 C387, property known as 6740 Montclair Road, from the current zoning to a C1 zoning with the condition of a successful completion of joining a joint economic development.
Second.
Second by Lane. On the motion,
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I will make a motion then to close the public hearing portion of the meeting and return to general session.
Second. Second by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes. Harold, you'll work with Don and get that implemented immediately. Mm-hmm. Great.
Absolutely. Are you the legal representative of the Miller Police Department?
Yes, I guess that.
Okay. we'll need one of the people to sign the agreement eventually. Okay.
Yeah. My mom and my uncle are both out of town, so.
No, that's fine.
So
yeah, I don't know. Like I said, we'll need to have somebody.
That's fine.
Whenever we get to that.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. I think we heard Gavin's report. Under old business, at our last meeting, Trustee Lang was out of town, and we had a request for the fire department, and we had a takeover. So we got back on the agenda to discuss tonight for the appointment of a full-time paramedic. And for since Trustee Lang was not here, but yeah, Trustee Firefighter EMT. For Trustee Lang's convenience, would you please summarize again, Matt?
Sure. We had a total of 6 applicants for this last vacancy that we have from our initial 2022 hiring. All 6 applicants completed the application submission, physical agility testing, and interview process. With four of the applicants, we took 2 background checks then, and from that, our committee selected Kendall Leinenkugel as the applicant to recommend to the board. She's a firefighter 2 basic EMT, working part-time in the private sector for Donald Martin's ambulance company, and also as a firefighter EMT with Lake Township Fire Department. And in addition, she has a side job of color commentator for the Toledo Walleye Highway. She's in Perrysburg, Ohio, and is our nation to fill the last spot, which would currently be on our A shift.
And the committee was Administrator Graham, yourself, Chief Assistant Chief Junker, and
Josh Stagner, one of our full-time firefighters, participated with the hiring.
Okay. And your decision from reiterating from the last meeting was unanimous?
It was a unanimous decision by the committee to recommend this applicant after the review was completed, and the process of interviews, looking at the background checks, and their applicant information provided.
Matt, you and I had a conversation after the last meeting, and this applicant actually was not our first pick, correct?
We had an applicant that we were unable to move forward with, so yes, it was the second choice. Yes.
And the reason I'm asking this question, I had stated also in the last meeting that I felt that we would be an advantage to Montclair Township if we actually went out to try to recruit a firefighter paramedic. So their safety grant covered the paramedics, but the safety grant had a limited number of years on it. And the ones who were hired for the safety grant knew that there is a limit on our safety money that we received. So I did express my opinion that I thought we should go for a firefighter paramedic that had a little bit more experience, and then just an EMT firefighter who is quite new at the stuff that she had been doing for her testing and things like this. So
we did, out of the 6 applicants that we had 3 that were paramedics, 3 were not 3 that were just EMTs.
So I'm still voicing my opinion that I think I would like to try to maybe, if our first pick cannot be pushed through, your first pick could not be pushed through is what you're saying.
The committee's first pick, yes.
The committee's first pick.
It was a unanimous order on the first and the second persons.
So I'm still, in my opinion, if we can't do our first, and I still would like to make it up the application, and again, just state it for a firefighter paramedic position, and not an EMT firefighter 2. Somebody out there might be looking for a job for a paramedic firefighter who has a little bit more experience than the person you're recommending. Nothing against the person you are recommending. I stated that in the last meeting.
Sure, I hear what you're saying. The position that the person had that vacated the position was only an EMT, so we're replacing basically equal. Since then, we have picked up the full-time paramedic on that shift, as well as one of the safer grant hires for that shift has completed paramedic training.
As of August 17th, as of just last week.
We are a new...
Beginning, yes.
We are a new fire department, so we're going to have people with beginning experience. we hired that person and specifically said, we want you to become a paramedic. It's our pathway to a career here in Monclova. We think, at least from the discussions I've been part of, we think helping firefighters get their paramedic license or doing additional training is a way to solidify their work here. They're going to be happy to work here. They're going to be thrilled with this additional.
I would be thrilled too if somebody was going to pay for my paramedic school.
Yeah, that's we're excited
saying,
to have them.
I'm
Trudy.
Just saying
it's
that
part of the cost of doing business from somebody who wants us to buy 16 firefighters. Ambulances and trucks right now this year.
Wait,
spending. I'm exaggerating the number.
Wait,
16. Trudy. I'm exaggerating.
Those
you
are
want
the
us
budget.
To buy.
Those are in the budget.
Equipment.
In the budget.
Right now.
Let's stick to the conversation. Okay. The firefighters.
I'm just saying.
So the applicant is interested in paramedicing.
That was
something, and they do come from a family of firefighters, all of which, a lot of which are paramedics as well. So they understand the job, they understand the demand for paramedicine training, and they're interested in pursuing that as they grow. I mean, we now have a career pathway for our department.
But we're not a new fire department. We are not now a new fire department. We are an established fire department, and I understand what you're saying for the pathway. I'm just saying I'd be more comfortable if we could get somebody a little bit experienced and not have to pay our tax dollars to put it through a paramedic school.
Well, and I believe, and I don't want to speak for you, Barbara, but I think what you're trying to say, and I'm trying to summarize, is that we've always been hiring newer, younger people. They've worked here on a part-time basis, and they've gone to a full-time basis at other departments.
They absolutely have.
Now, with the establishment of a full-time department and full-time paramedics here, we have a career path established for newer people such as this kid that hopefully will make a career at Monclova Township versus learning here and then taking their skills elsewhere.
Right, and we want to be consistent throughout our employ, right? So we offer this for our CDL licenses too. We found we needed a career pathway there, and we made this available to that pathway. And we just hired somebody and paid for their CDL. So
and they're obligated for 3 years.
Yeah, that's how this works as well.
The paramedic reimbursement program is a 2-year commit to receive the reimbursement payment. They get paid quarterly over 2 years.
And what we get committed. I was thrilled. You all know I work for Mercy Health as well. Mercy Health does this for their nurses. We want people to start a career with us and stay there for 20 years, and it helps when you afford them the opportunities, not just of paramedic training, but they get to work with somebody older on their shift. So when I learned that I had to come back and make a decision on this because it wasn't unanimous, I asked Chief to do a little work, and he related to Evan. What does the look like that was that we would put this person on? And it's a team that has a varied skill set, and I think you want your teams to have varied skill set, right? You want somebody really good at communication, and somebody really good at sticking a needle in, and somebody really good at.
Yes, we
directing
did.
Directing fire.
What I provided for you, just as a breakdown of what we have on that shift with the staff, of their certification day dates for their fire training and their EMS training, so the experience we have on that shift that will help mentor a new employee. We also, on that shift, as well as some of the other shifts, we have instructors on there. So they're used to teaching. They're incorporating into the teaching, and they teach for us as well. But we have a good mix of our staff with seasoned, tenured people and some brand new people. And as we build our career department here, it helps to have some younger people to start with that, and the goal for them to strive towards and to work with these more seasoned mass and fire personnel so that they can gain any experience as we get busier and as we continue to unit our run volume increases. And we're becoming more attractive as far as a place to settle in as a career.
And Chief, this would take, if this is our last current vacancy, so if we were to fill this position tonight, we would be then fully staffed.
We would be fully staffed.
Yes. But we're continually recruiting for part-time firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs.
Right. Our accommodation staffing, we'll have five full-time personnel on shift, and then one to two part-time personnel for the day-to-day. Most six is what we'll be moving towards. And this will complete the last full-time hire that we can get to that for the shift staff.
But there is always a paramedic on shift, correct?
We have a minimum of two paramedics, one for each of our first out ambulances. So the first two, we have no less than two paramedics. It could be a paramedic only and a firefighter paramedic, but this shift will have three paramedics, one that is doing field training now with his new certification, and then one seasoned tenured paramedic, and our paramedic only position came to us from Williams County EMS with a couple of years of experience on a county-wide system out there and has been doing an excellent job for us.
And what I hear from the discussion on this board is there may be interest in having only the highest qualified trained people, right? Isn't paramedic the top of the heap? And I guess we need to hear from you, Chief, over the course as we continue to hire people, why a mix of skill set might work better, that just hiring paramedics might not be our best option, or maybe it is an option, and from here on out, our job descriptions only say we want to hire medics, but I think that that's up to you and your team to put the best mix together. I also understood, because I needed to do some work, that this wasn't candidate one and candidate two clear down here, that candidate one and candidate two were neck and neck, and when candidate one was ruled out, it was a really simple decision to move to candidate two. Am I correct on that, Harold?
Yes.
Right. So I'm hoping that, not that we lose any full-time people, but that we keep hiring full-time people. So candidate one may maybe apply again when another opening. So it's,
yeah, we typically keep the active applications for a year. So that if another position comes open, our recruiting team would reach out to them to see if they would still be interested in the position.
I'm a firm believer that you let the process work, and it seemed to me that we had a robust committee. We had great candidates. You did the work you needed to do. You scored the interviewee, and this is the outcome. I didn't sit in on the interviews. I am told by the authority in the room that this is the person he wants to hire. I think the process worked, and I'm fine supporting Kendall.
Okay.
Do you want to make that motion?
I have no other discussion. Do you have any other discussion? All right. I'll make a motion to appoint Kendall Leinenkugel, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Correct.
To the open full-time firefighter / EMT or AMT paramedic position, continue on the successful completion of pre-employment drug screening, Ohio Police and Pension medical exam, subject to probationary period of 60 tours per the fire department policies.
I will second that.
Seconded by Mike. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
No.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
I just want to put on record, nothing against this applicant. So that's where the vote came
right.
from.
Okay, we also need to, under new business, need to establish a public hearing for a parcel on Stitt Road being to go from agricultural to suburban residential. This is 8350 Stitt Road. So I'll make a motion to establish a public hearing for September 15, 2025 at 5:30 p.m.
Second.
Okay. Oops, sorry, go ahead.
Second.
Second by Lane. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right. And then, Harold, let's get into your report.
Yes, I have one item that would require formal last evening. We asked the county engineer to put an estimate of the cost to resurface the section of Montclover Road affected by the sanitary sewer line that is outside the construction limits of the two roundabouts that are coming next year. And they looked at it and come up with a plan for a thin, what they call a thin overlay, and the total cost to that would be $162,200.
Okay, and I'm sure we've discussed this several times now in a public meeting, but I'd just love to say it again. This is an error on the part of the bid that the sanitary engineer put out, and we're correcting that error. What was great in the working session, if you don't listen to the working session, our fiscal officer said this was about a $40,000 error, which is a bummer. We don't want to spend $40,000, but we have to fix the road, and Lucas County isn't going to fix the road. So we are doing that deep dive. If we have a project of this magnitude again, how do we make sure these errors don't happen? But they haven't happened in the past. This is my recollection of sitting on board the first mistake of this nature.
Well, it's a sanitary engineer. It's a sanitary engineer. It's a first sewer project that went down the middle of the road. So, yeah. So with the roundabout, to summarize, with the roundabout construction both here and at Waterville Monclova Road will be resurfaced from the Coda Road or the Blystone Ditch Bridge all the way up to Alvin.
Alvin Road, yes.
I make that motion. I move to approve resolution 09922025-02, authorizing the administrator request engineering assistance in the office of the Lucas County Engineer to include sections of Monclover Road in the county's 2026 thin overlay program pursuant to the August 15, 2025 estimate totaling $162,200.
Second.
Second by Herschel. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
The rest of my memo is, excuse me, information. I'd be happy to answer any questions that may come up.
We had a few areas again with public services again last week. Seems like continue to have some challenges. Yeah.
Two addresses, that was it.
Two addresses? Okay, I thought there were
two addresses. Yes.
Okay.
It was almost picture perfect, almost.
We're gonna get that.
Missed it by that much, huh?
We're following them very, very closely. Trash collection won't be until Thursday this week because of the holiday, but
we know you're spending an inordinate time trying to take care of everybody, but it is an important service to the residents. They're counting all of us saying hey. So please keep up the hard work. And I know that Republic made some significant changes, so hopefully they will fix what the Republic problem was, and we can move forward with. I mean, we've had years of fine service. I'm not going to go any better than fine.
Yeah, and just also for the public here and for public who may be listening, we've had some lighting getting replaced, challenges about the township. Our maintenance department did go out and survey the entire township. We found six incidents of either broken and or street lights that are needed for maintenance. We followed up with Edison, have reported each of those individually. So we are continuing to follow up with Edison. They are having labor challenges as a number of folks are in the skilled trades area, but we are working with that diligently. So that includes the agenda this evening. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns regarding the agenda of any of our audience members tonight? All right. We do have an executive session scheduled to discuss a potential real estate transaction. So being that, I'll make a motion to adjourn from general session to executive session.
Second. I'm sorry, Chuck.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Adjourn from general session to executive session, yeah.
Okay.
Discuss real estate.
seconded by the group. On the motion, Lang,
yes.
Herschel.
Yes. I do not anticipate any action item coming out of it. Make a motion to at 6:15 to return from executive session to general session.
Second by Lang. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. At this time, we have no action items, and I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Lang. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. Oops. I was answering for you.
Oh, yes. Yes.